The Boy Who Defied Time. Born in 1996, Samson Gordon Sam Burns was diagnosed with progeria, an extremely rare and fatal genetic condition that accelerates the aging process before he was even 2 years old. While his physical body aged rapidly, his spirit remained youthful, vibrant, and incredibly resilient. Instead of retreating into sorrow, Sam chose to embrace every single day with remarkable enthusiasm. He became a beacon of hope and a powerful voice for progeria awareness, refusing to let his diagnosis define his identity or limit his capacity for joy. Sam's diagnosis profoundly impacted his parents, Scott Burns and Leslie Gordon, both pediatricians. Faced with a devastating lack of medical research and treatment options for their son's condition, they refused to surrender to despair. In 1999, they established the Progeria Research Foundation. Their relentless efforts catalyzed groundbreaking medical research, not only aiming to save their son, but also offering hope to children worldwide suffering from the same condition. Sam became the heart and soul of this mission, inspiring scientists and the public alike with his profound gratitude for life. "I didn't put myself in front of you to have you feel bad for me. You don't need to feel bad for me, because I want you to know that I have a very happy life," Sam Burns. A philosophy for a happy life. In 2013, Sam delivered a profoundly moving TEDx Mid-Atlantic talk titled My Philosophy for a Happy Life, which has since garnered over 54 million views. In it, he outlined three simple yet profound principles. His first rule was to focus on what you can do instead of dwelling on what you cannot. When Sam desperately wanted to play the snare drum in his high school marching band, the standard drum was simply too heavy for his fragile frame. Instead of giving up, he worked with an engineer to design a custom lightweight harness, proving that physical limitations could be overcome with ingenuity and determination. Sam's second principle was to surround yourself with people you want to be around, emphasizing the importance of genuine friendships and supportive family bonds over superficial concerns. His final rule was to keep moving forward. He believed in always having something to look forward to, whether it was a new comic book, a family vacation, or a high school dance. By consciously focusing his energy on positive momentum, Sam effectively shielded himself from the paralyzing fear and sadness that often accompany a terminal illness, living a life richer in experiences than most achieve in a full century. Be okay with what you ultimately can't do, because there is so much more you can do. Sam Burns, a catalyst for change and compassion. Sam was never interested in being pitied. When interviewed by journalists, he consistently redirected the conversation away from sorrow and towards the vibrant experiences he enjoyed. He was a passionate fan of Boston sports, an enthusiastic collector of comic books, and a dedicated student who dreamed of contributing to the scientific community. His refusal to let progeria define him forced society to confront its own biases about disability and disease. Through his profound eloquence, Sam illuminated the truth that a well-lived life is rooted in passion, connection, and an unrelenting pursuit of personal goals. His incredible spirit transcended his physical condition, capturing the hearts of millions, including elite athletes and celebrities. He developed a deep, heartwarming friendship with Zdeno Chara, the towering captain of the Boston Bruins. Despite the stark contrast in their physical statures, Chara saw a true giant in Sam, famously calling the teenager his own hero. Furthermore, the acclaimed 2013 HBO documentary, Life According to Sam, documented his family's tireless fight for a cure, introducing the world to a young man who faced his mortality with unparalleled grace and wisdom. I loved Sam Burns, and I'm richer for having known him. He was a special young man whose inspirational story and positive outlook on life touched my heart. Robert Kraft. On January 10, 2014, Sam Burns passed away at the age of 17, leaving behind a legacy that continues to resonate globally. Though his time on Earth was heartbreakingly brief, his profound impact remains vast and undeniable. He taught millions that happiness is a deliberate choice, not merely a byproduct of favorable circumstances. Today, the Progeria Research Foundation continues its vital medical advancements, driven by the enduring memory of a boy whose infectious smile and unwavering optimism shifted paradigms. Sam's narrative is a timeless reminder that an extraordinary life is measured not by the quantity of years, but by the immense joy and purpose infused into every single day.